You intro it. I'm going to give you the power to intro.
Welcome back to the podcast.
You have to say the name of the podcast.
The Elevated Today podcast. Elevate Today? Yeah. Elevated? Elevate? Elevate Today. Welcome back to Elevate Today podcast. This is a little bonus we're doing. Bonus with Brooke.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Welcome.
And I'm just saying, like, I really mean it when we are being selfless, because this is outside of my comfort zone. It sounds like Brooke doesn't have a comfort zone.
I don't have a comfort zone. I'm an open book. So we're doing this really, truly to give our perspective on dating advice-ish and help guys get girls.
Yeah. And I guess you said girls
get
guys.
And girls get guys. But
that's not my specialty.
It's just kind of putting our own look into, like, what we find on dating apps and how men can elevate their dating presence on their presence on dating apps in the times of now.
Yeah. And it's so funny because literally my last podcast episode, I was talking about an experience I had with a guy, because we went on a date, and the person I was talking to, he's like, oh, did you meet him on, like, online on a dating app? And I was like, no, I don't do that. Like, I never will do that. And anytime I do something like that, I'm like, oh gosh, well, now I have to. Like, I can't be that person.
I think I have dating apps just for the fun of it. I really don't see any guy from a dating app going farther than, like, 2 or 3 dates usually.
Yeah. And so, but, like, the thing is, with the way that the virtual world and artificial intelligence is evolving, this is the future. So as much as, like, I'm going to meet my person somewhere super cool and it's going to be, like, movie perfect.
Yeah. Being social outside of, like, our phones is, like, it's non-existent in five years from now. So.
Yeah. And, like, the other thing is, guys don't really belong on like social media the way that girls do. Like, we're more mindful of how to present ourselves, of beauty.
Guys don't care, they just throw a picture of holding a fish.
So yeah, literally. I love the fishers, but this is literally to help guys setting up their Tinder account and understand what the girl is thinking, why you should never say certain things or do certain
why
things.
You're not getting as many likes as you guys wish to have.
Yeah. And as it's so easy, because
it's not hard. I think number one thing, okay, like, general speaking, like, the list of things men should post on a dating app. Clear photos of who you are by yourself. Mm-hmm. We don't care what your hot friend looks like.
It's actually quite distracting. It might make us go on your Instagram and find your friend.
It's going to make you look worse if your friend is hotter than you and you're posting a picture with them. It's just putting you on blast. It's not helping you in any sort of way. A picture of you by yourself, preferably not holding a fish by the lips, please. Like, enough of those. Yeah. I mean, I like them here and there, but it's like, okay, we get it. Every country guy that drives a truck, like, has a picture of a fish on his
and girls
on his
hate trip. That
hate it.
Yeah. And
hate
if,
it
if you're okay with that, like, you don't, it's okay to be with a girl that doesn't like guys that show off the dead fish, because you guys can still be compatible, but she literally will not swipe on you if you have a picture of the fish.
It's just girls like that. No, it's just because it's like it's basic. Like, just how guys, like, think, like, girls can be basic, women think guys can be basic, and holding a fish up in your dating profile is just definition basic. Mm. Or with your car. Basic. Don't post pictures of you with your car or with a fish. Too basic. Like, we want you to stand out. We want you to be, like, the best of the best and stand out. But that's what speaks to me, at least.
Yes.
I'm all for dog pics, though.
I think dog pics shows that you have, like, more of a personality.
I think it's, like, that's what, like, brings me in. I want to play with your dog. Like, mm-hmm. If you have a cute dog, I'm like 10 times more likely to swipe right.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
And, like, you have so many different looks. Like, men have, they're like, dang, he looks nice in a suit, or like, dang, now he's in his gym element. But you kind of want to keep them all of your better pictures, because I could see you in a suit and be like, dang, this guy looks good. And then see you, like, lazy on a couch because you want to post a selfie. And I'm like, oh, this is totally not what I saw before.
Yeah.
So.
Like, keeping it like.
Yeah. And then, okay, this is going to sound so terrible and judgmental. If you're on a dating app, do not post anything about a cat. Would you agree?
Dude, I think cats, people who own just cats are psychopaths.
Yeah, like,
I don't like cats.
You can have a cat at your house. Just don't post about it.
Why? What is? Who are you trying to? Who are you trying to get in bed with you if you post a picture of a cat?
It's not gonna be good.
It's not. You, like, that doesn't speak anything good on you. You own a cat. No offense to cat owners.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, why? It's not relative. It's like, it's not relative to your dating profile at all.
Yeah. So I'm literally swiping right now. Our number one first thing, sorry if you think it's shallow, is do not post with your cat.
Yeah.
How your pictures will say a lot about you. If you post like a six pack picture, yeah, it's gonna be cool that you have a six pack. But if you give
why
off,
is there a cat?
Yes, but I mean, my saying is like, don't look like a fuckboy. You will not get a first date if you come off with that intense look, unless that's solely your purpose.
Yeah.
And your desire.
Okay.
Like this guy right here. That's just very
much. So before we go through our swipes, what are your preferences? Like, what's your age range? What's your age range set?
I think it's 22 to 30.
Damn. Yo, mine is 22 to 40.
Oh God. I mean,
okay, but here's the thing on that. One, it wasn't always set to 40. It's set to 40 now because my dating preference has changed. Like, I don't necessarily think I would, like, hook up with a 40-year-old. Mm-hmm. I'm 22. Let me put that out there. I'm not going to hook up with a 40-year-old. And I'm not, like, on these dating apps to hook up with anybody. But, like, if I wanted to actually have a serious conversation with somebody, it would most likely be somebody over the age of 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're more educated, and that's more towards the line of somebody that I would want to spend my time talking to would be somebody... Oh, my God, I know him.
This is why I want to, like, do my research and shut it off, because, like, this is freaking Morgan Hill. People know you.
Yo,
quick.
Morgan and, Hill, like, is... I know anybody and everybody in on most of these apps.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start saying some tips, and you can join them. One, don't show pictures of your cat. Two, don't look too much like a fuckboy, because that's going to be immediately off-putting.
Yeah, we don't care what you look like in a towel after you get out of the shower.
That's weird. But if you do have a six-pack, I would show it somehow in a, oh, I went swimming, I'm outside. It shows your adventures, and it shows you work out.
One thirst trap per profile.
One. Yes. No,
we don't... Every picture does not need to be of your... six pack.
Yeah.
We love to see it, but we don't care.
And if you don't have a six pack, please don't share.
I'm cool with a dad bod. If it's an appropriate dad bod. I mean, like, don't be like double fisting beers and you're like tummy out. Like, that's not really attractive. I wouldn't say, but
okay.
Smile's my biggest thing, I think.
Smile. I think that there is such a thing as smiling too much, though.
Yeah.
One smile, one thirst trap, one animal. Don't, not too much animal.
Less is more.
Less is more. And you're a guy. You got to keep it simple.
And most men aren't like women that take a million damn selfies and have, like, pictures of themselves, like, stocked up.
Yeah. And masculine guys that aren't so, like, self-obsessed is kind of attractive.
I like family pics. As long as it's not a, like, a younger person in your family. Like, if you're taking a picture of you and your baby sister, and it's like a huge age gap, or like a baby cousin, and that damn near looks like your kid, don't post it. Don't post it. Like, why?
And I do believe that
we don't know if it's a family member or if it's your kid.
Yeah, and if you have a kid, like, that doesn't need, like, you want to meet the person first, and you want them to like you for you. And I'm talking about this as if you're not just doing the whole hookup thing, because again, this is how you meet people. My friend, she is with, like, who I think is the love of her life, and she's living her best life, and she met him on Tinder.
And I'm all for that.
And that's what I'm saying. If that's how we find love, then, like, let's make sure you're looking good. And you can DM both of us on, like, things that are on your profile if you want an honest female's perspective.
I will be honest.
But it's not that hard. And be self-aware. Like, if you have beautiful eyes, post about your eyes. If you have a six-pack, at least
be
do one.
Be confident.
If you're
be
a
confident,
guy,
but, like, not overconfident.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, put light on the things that you find best about yourself, that you want the other person to see you as, in a way that doesn't come off conceited. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I understand, like, gym guys, usually, like, most of their picture is in a gym. And yes, that is a thing you're confident in, and that's where you feel that you look the best at. But, like, sometimes if you post too many pictures of you in the gym, like, okay, you're a gym rat, you probably look and are a douchebag. Like, then like keep it to a minimum, but be confident in how you post.
Okay, so I just found someone that I know, and he's actually really social, really fun, really good guy. Oh, God. We both know him. But I feel like his pictures are thorough because it's honest.
Okay, let's...
Don't say
I'm not name. Obviously going to out him.
Like,
douchebag.
Okay.
The hat is not all the way on your head, douchebag. And this is just...
He's not lying.
I'm going to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
Men, if you wear your hat, like, just rested on top of your head, douchebag. See, family picture. It's kind nice. Of inviting. Inviting. You look soft. You look comfortable.
Yeah.
No.
That's just perspective, though.
Can't even, like, this is just, it's not embarrassing, but, like, it's too, okay, filters. The big thing, filters. This like, isn't don't, a filter. That's this a filter. There's a filter on that. It's just giving a perspective of, like, your size of, like, who you are and how big you are. All right, another just, like, random selfie. I think
that's a better-er selfie.
Better-er selfie than the other one.
Yeah.
I like this. This is, like, okay, I know how to have fun. Like, this is, like, a casual inviting picture.
It's an action picture.
Without making you look like you party too much. Like, the guys that look like they party too much is, like, not inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting. Like, a casual, like, picture you probably sent on a Snapchat or something.
And you don't look, like, insecure or anything.
Yeah, yeah. You look good. You're dressed nice. Like, it's fine. That again, nice. Same thing. Dress nice.
Fun filter.
You look good. I get it.
And this one, is him.
This, I don't hate pictures like this.
Yeah.
I don't hate pictures like this. This is, it's a picture of him with, like, a table of beers in front of him. It's inviting because it's real.
Yeah.
And I think being real on these sites is, like, the best thing you can do. Like, I was showing you my profile. Like, it's some of the best things you can do is be as real as you can. But, like, keep it to a minimum. Like, you don't need to put everything out there in your dating profile. This is just the first taste that somebody is going to get of you that is going to be inviting them into talking to you further. Like, that is what this all is about.
Yeah.
So then, okay, we got pictures.
In my opinion...
I'm sorry, where... That's it?
I think this guy has such a great personality that he should have more to say. He actually is a very, like... He's probably one of the most social people in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And he has so much to say, but maybe he doesn't want people to know his personality like that.
I think because the only reason I say this is because I kind of know him. I think he doesn't say anything on his profile because most people already know enough about him. And let's be real. He's so well known in this town. Like, most people already know what they're getting themselves into if they like this.
Then he knows what he's doing. Let's acknowledge a few things here. One picture doing what, doing your hobby, doing your passion. That's a conversation starter. Another outfit picture to show that you can dress nice if you are confident in your fashion. An inviting selfie is welcome. Just don't look too fuckboy-y and don't look like kind of awkward and insecure. This is an action photo. Absolutely love that. It's just so fun.
Like, be relatable. Like, be inviting.
Like, you're not so awkward in front of a camera. This is a fuckboy selfie, but he does look more attractive here because he's, like, acknowledging his better attributes. Fitness, not that one. A family picture is welcoming. And because he probably does want, like, fuckboy out of this experience, like, I don't blame this picture. And he does look better.
Yeah. It gives a good sight of, like, who you are.
This is a terrible one. It's his dog, and it's a mugshot of his face zoomed in, and it probably means he does not know how to use social media, but it's so
okay,
creepy.
Okay, let's go off this one. This is, like, one of my first on the page, and this is probably, okay, let's see. He's 22, so he knows what he's doing on this app. So be mindful that this guy is choosing these pictures for a reason.
Yeah.
Back turned to the camera. We have no idea what you look like. What's the purpose of this? We have no idea other than, like, the size of, like, how tall you kind of look. Okay, a short caption saying a typical Sunday is morning church service and football Sunday. Relatable. Love that. I'm on Hinge, by the way, so there's a lot more that you can,
this
like,
dive.
This man
wants a husband because he mentioned church.
Dive into. 22, straight, 5'11", lives in San Jose, and gives some of his preferences. Second photo on the profile is a side view of him double fisting micheladas in what looks like Great America or Disneyland with a mullet. No picture of his face still. Second picture on his profile, we have not yet seen his face.
And girls swipe fast. They'll click X quick.
I can go through this in like 2 seconds. Third picture, drinking yet again another beer.
And he looks like he could be attractive if... like,
if we could see his face.
If he would DM this looks us like, and ask us to
okay, help this him. Looks like what he would be wearing at church. Like a nice pair of jeans and a button down and a clean hat. Mm-hmm. Why no face pictures?
So much potential in this
so
guy.
So much potential.
He could actually get wifed up from this app, but man, it's all him looking away.
Yeah.
Which, guys, you can post pictures where you're looking away, but not where we can't see your face.
We want confidence. Like, we want confidence.
Also, this
don't hate me if I post my truck more than you. You're getting an immediate X on that.
Yeah.
That is a no. What are you calling for in that statement? Don't hate me if I post my truck more than you. Okay. So something as unsubstantial as your vehicle is going to be more important to you posting on social media than your significant other.
Yeah. Like, we still want to feel somewhat special, even if it's, like, not...
You're, like, shooting your guys' feet. Like,
yeah. So don't talk about your car.
If you... Okay, but again, I think a lot of people on, like, dating apps and social media like this is not... Like, you guys aren't going out looking for your frickin' wife. But if you were, that would be not a statement I would put on a dating app. Yeah. Like,
I found one. I want to talk about it. Okay, so this guy has one shirtless picture, one tattoo picture... a goofy one where he's brushing his teeth and...
Oh, military men get X on me. Immediate X.
They always get it.
Sorry. No hate to the guys in the military. Thank you for your service. But yeah, I'm just... It's not me. It's why? Not my time. Because...
Be honest. Why?
I don't like the idea that somebody, like, in the military... This sounds so... This is going to be so controversial. If you can listen to somebody yelling at you at the top of their voice, like, screaming at you and, like, be obedient as that much into the military, like, I just, like, I don't find that to be in something I'm into in a relationship. Like, and I think that's a really, like, wide stance into, like, yeah, military
that's,
men.
That's pretty terrible.
But, like, I just don't... I don't like the idea of, like, dating a guy in the military. It's a very strict way of life. When I lived in San Diego, I was military housing. My aunt and uncle were both in the military. Well, my aunt wasn't, but my uncle was in the military. And I knew a lot of people in the military.
That's a good one. When are you ready?
But I just don't... I don't like that way of life. Same thing with, like, first responders and, like, police officers.
Really?
I just know.
They're at the top of the totem for me, and I'm realizing soldiers, I mean, yeah, like, country-fighting men, as much as I love them, it can't be it. They're too influenced by the masculine, where they don't have, they're not in touch with their feminine, so they're actually extremely dry and robotic. And I've met the ones that are more in tune with their hearts. But, like, I just think that I'm kind of too dynamic for a military guy. But I think they're my favorite.
No, it's too disciplined.
I have to delete this episode when I get a boyfriend. I feel like he would not want me to hear that.
Well, it's too disciplined for me. I want somebody who's gonna allow me to be as, like, courageous and, like, colorful as I can be, and I know I can be, without risking, like, judgment and fear of somebody who isn't like that. Because they are not allowed to be like that in the military.
I think military men are, like, up there.
No.
But cool. Here we are. I've gone on a few dates with them, and it's just bad. It's not bad. It just doesn't end well.
Okay. All right. We got another guy up here on the...
He's cute.
He's got a really great smile.
Yeah.
I love how inviting this first picture is. Sure, there's, like, a little filter effect on it, but, like, it's not altering his face at all. Has a great smile. First picture we see, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Looks super nice. Probably in, like, it looks like a college dorm or, like, a bar.
It does look fun.
Ooh. Okay. Number two. Ill lighting, like, really terrible lighting. His eyes, dude.
So but he bad. Still looks good.
Still
redeemable. Redeemable.
It can be redeemable. It is another picture of just him and a good smile. the lighting is terrible, and he looks probably a little too drunk to be having a picture taken of him. But still good. Also, the beard is just so badly cut. Like, that is, like, that chin strap looks terrible.
His teeth are nice, though.
His teeth are nice, and he has a great facial structure, but, like, I just, I'm gonna be nitpicky. I don't like the facial hair, and the lighting makes his eyes look bad. Oh, God. Number three is another picture of him, and there's, like, a few guys around him. But, like, all you see is his face. Like, that, like my eyes went directly to his face. And I think he has really prominent facial features. His eyes and his smile are so big that it's, like, easy to spot him out into a group, which is a little much for me. Like, it's a little, like, whoa. I don't know if you get that. I don't know if you get that. But, like,
our perspective, like, on guys are so different. It's so good.
It's so, like, he has such expression in his face. Like, it's a little intimidating, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is a great, great picture. It's a picture of him as casual as can be with a baseball cap.
One dog picture.
And a dog.
One.
Great picture, because you know what? This is probably what you would see him like in a normal day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you don't want to look so different than you would in person. Like, oh, dang, this guy's really cute. And you see him in person, you're like, oh, my gosh, that's not what he looked like in the pictures.
I want relatable. I want, like, day-to-day pictures. Like, my profile, there's no day-to-day pictures. Those are when I'm taking pictures at my best state.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another good one. Like, I like a serious face. Like, but, like, out of all the pictures, this is probably going to be the worst one.
Yeah, but
it's
serious.
Like,
smile, dog, outside, yeah. Friends, or family. That's literally perfect. Serious face. Smiling face with
okay,
your dog.
Okay, this is great.
With your dog.
Here's a video of his dog. I love that. I would swipe right just because of the dog.
Outside.
Okay, wait. Okay, how do I get to, like, more about him?
You tap it.
Oh, okay. I don't use Tinder, so. Need someone to come with me and my dog on walks. Smiley face.
That's kind of inviting. If you have a personality, show it.
Please. My interest, working out, grab a drink, outdoors, dog lover, wine. All right, I rate this like a six and a half.
Women are so shallow, like this.
Six
we
and a half out of
will
10.
Rate you on these apps.
Okay,
you need
but
to
the
be looking
first
top tier.
The first picture is so good, yeah. Like that's so good. But he, like, ooh, it just goes downhill.
I'm curious if he looks like better or worse in person, because he looks like the kind of guy that could look really
okay,
good in person.
This picture, great. This picture, great. These two, and the dog video. I just don't understand this one and this one throw me off so much from the first and the last.
Interesting.
Okay, let's get up.
So do you see how we're processing these things? Like, we want a high quality picture, a fun picture. Like, show your qualities. And if you have a personality, show it, because it's on these apps, some are different, but it's nice if you guys match and then she has something to say. Like, she has multiple options
inviting.
On how to be like, oh, your dog is so cute, or your credit. Someone put their credit score, and I've never been tempted to say
why
yes.
Why would anybody put your credit
score?
It was good.
Credit
score? I have a great credit score, actually.
You should put it on your dating app. I need to turn this off, though, because someone's going to find me. That's going to scare me.
Okay, all right. Let's get this one going.
Okay. I'm going to turn
I'm on Hinge. I like Hinge better. I think it's more inviting. There's more, like, it's not just pictures, and it's pictures and words.
Yeah.
So I prefer Hinge as my dating profile of choice. This is off the bat. gym bathroom selfie. Face fully covered. Rocking the fat pump right here. Like, this is juicy. I'm loving this. First thing that comes to mind is I'm probably so freaking tiny next to this guy. And I love that.
But yeah, he's 6 foot.
Okay. Caption says, my love language is physical touch. I think that can mean very many things. I think that's it's an innuendo for sure. But I think, like, it's good to, like, put out your interests and, like, okay, so then I know going into if I ever, like, swiped right and set up a date, like, he's probably going to be touchy. Like, physical touch is his love language. So he's going to be affectionate. I like that. I'm the same way. 22, he's 6 foot, and says he drinks.
Oh, here's the face.
Take three
with the face. Show your face sooner.
Yeah, all right. We're in.
Hurry!
He can squat. But my question is, no show socks with shorts? That is the weirdest gym fit I've ever seen.
Yeah,
see. I'm a little judgmental on the gym fit. Not, I don't really care all that much. Is that also, is that a polo? Is he doing this, like, right is before he goes golfing? That's a polo.
Oh, that's weird.
Yo.
That's this... a type, though. He probably is in a frat or something.
Probably. Cute face, but I wish there was more to see. Better lighting. Maybe a smile. Yeah. Like, don't smile with, we want to see your teeth. That's so weird. This would
be, like, maybe a like, but, like.
It would go no.
Maybe no text message.
I would probably not give him my Instagram. I hype myself up by going to the gym and blasting music.
Boring.
Boring. Basic. A video of him shooting a gun.
I like guns.
I do too, but it does nothing for your dating profile. We want to see what you look like.
That's true.
I go crazy for blondes. X'd.
Yeah, like, unless
I'm a brunette. Like, yeah, it does nothing for me.
Attractive, don't get that specific.
Yeah, we, like, yeah, that is cutting yourself off from a lot of opportunity.
Everyone that's has just... a type, but don't talk about it too much. Oh.
Okay. I had to zoom in on this picture. Playing baseball. And you know what? No butt.
At least he could squat. See, golf.
Golf.
Interesting.
There's a lot of golfing on these dating apps. I like this because he looks hot, like doing something.
Yeah, something active.
Video. But again, where's your face? We got one face picture on this. Like 2 out of 10 on this profile. We're loading up.
Planned it or candid? Oh, sorry. We should give.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is a verified account. FYI, on Hinge, you can get your account verified. That means you have to go through multiple steps to, like, verify your account that you're a real person.
Does that kind of mean you're a fuckboy?
No. I would just say, like, you really give a shit about your dating profile and you want people to know that.
That's kind of weird.
It makes you real. Like, you can't be a fake account.
And I guess if this is the evolved way of meeting people and you really want to meet someone, like, if you're... You know, it's just you at an apartment and you want to meet people.
Yeah. Okay, that's so this is a nice picture of, like, a background and, like, his face. He's kind of looking away into the direction.
Good.
It's all right. Instead of grabbing a drink, let's... And then gives 3 options. Go on a hike, have a picnic, visit a museum. Okay, so he's very out...
He's serious.
He's serious.
He's not a hoe.
He's serious. He ain't a hoe. He gives a shit. He wants to go out. He wants to, like, get to know you in a very, like, calm... manner, and I like that. Going on a hike, having a picnic, visiting a museum. All 3 of those have very similar things. Why is there a museum? Who goes to museums?
My just thing is the fact you're reading every detail.
This is how you gotta do it. Like, together we could go to Costco to try all the free samples. That's a date in my eyes. I am not shitting you. My dad used to take me on Costco date trips, and we would go to Costco and try all the samples, and that was a daddy date.
You're not shallow, because so far his personality is
personality
winning.
Personality is winning over this.
Picture was average, but, like,
this makes me interested. You can get a cool girl
for having a good personality and expressing that.
100%. I would swipe right on somebody with a personality like this. Okay, 6 foot. Preferences. It says figuring out my dating goals. I love the honesty. We're all open to something. Okay, all right. Comment if you've been here. That's a general thing. So he obviously is going to be that one based on, like, his first picture.
Yeah, and he looks good there. Wait. Oh, I love it there. That's a good spot.
That is a good spot. And he's wearing the company t-shirt.
We should go there on Friday.
Let's go.
Who's not working on a Friday?
Who's not working? We're going to go see this guy in person.
At El Jardin. We can shout that out.
Okay, he's cute. He's cute. I feel like he looks very inviting. He looks very calm and nice personality. Fuck off, Siri. Okay, this is all right.
It looks like a different person.
Different person. This is him not in a professional sense. Like, this is this is a normal picture of him. He looks good.
Mm.
Take road trips and travel. Okay, so we're going... That's him.
We can judge his friends. Why does he look like a crackhead?
Okay, his friends look like he's the odd one out of the group.
Which is good, but why did he...
He looks like he would... He probably bullied them in middle school. And, like, now nobody wants to be his friend, so he had to go back to this group. Like, no offense. This is real, though. This is
we're going to El Jardin and ask him if he was a bully.
Me and my best friend. Okay. Well, your friends look... You guys all look like you guys are together for a purpose, though. Like, they have a set... They have a set community and nobody can break their friend group. That is true. Because you wouldn't see a group of guys, especially like this, all together unless it was like...
Yeah, I kind of like that.
And that means he has loyalty to his friends, for sure. But I feel like guys with really loyal-ass friend groups are really hard for girls to get into. Which is, like, not that I want to get into your friend group, but, like, you're gonna be really hard to get to, like, have to myself because you're so loyal to your friends. Which I have no problem with, like, guys need guy time, but, like, if you are really interested in spending time with a girl and getting to know a girl, you guys gotta be away from your friend group a little bit longer than you think.
Yeah. But this is also just one picture. So far, yes, he's, like, getting up there.
All right, this is a video of him, on a back of a boat, on an inner tube. Mm-hmm. Cool. That looks fun. I feel like I want to get invited to that. And there's the one dog picture.
We like this guy.
We like this guy.
Personality. He's the kind of guy, if he gave you your number at a restaurant, you'd be like, he's like, all right. Then you go out with him and you're like, dang, we had so much fun.
Yeah, he can talk. That was good. And I like that. I personally wouldn't swipe right on him just because his face is not my...
Yeah, you like a father-looking man.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, yeah, he's got a little bit of... He's not my type, based on looks. But personality-wise, 100%, 10 out of 10, I would totally swipe right.
Yes. Why is his teeth so perfect?
Ew, it's not.
Okay, but that's some white teeth.
I'm gonna go with his looks filtered. Look at how tan he is.
He looks like...
This
will get the right girl, but...
Not mine. Yeah. No, surfer guys aren't me. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm just going to X-nay this. All right, Ted.
So intentional pictures. Oh,
okay. I like this profile. First picture, normal selfie in a car. That's fine. I don't mind that. He's got pretty eyes. He's got a little half smirk going on. Cute. Simple. Ooh. If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. Friday night. Are meant for hibachi. Love hibachi. I'm super so down good. For this. He's 28 years old. And he's looking for a life partner.
And monogamy. That's so cool.
And monogamy. He's spiritual. He's 5'7". All right. A lot of people are going to have a controversial statement about this. I personally love my short kings. I will admit it. I am one of those girls that if you are short, I don't care. I don't mind it. Do I, like, prefer... Short men? Nah, it's not gonna be my first choice. But I don't hate a short guy. Yeah, I give every short king an opportunity. Yeah. I mean, I dated my ex for a while when he was my size, so.
Yeah, height, it really doesn't matter.
Height does not matter.
Bring something to the table.
This is good. This is like the selfie that I'm like, okay.
I kind of want to put this on blast.
I'm like, you know what? Like, I like this because I think in my head, after a long day at work... And I'm going to come home to this beautiful face
beautiful.
Laying in bed. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Great smile. Oh, okay. See? Facial hair, sunglasses. We can't see you. Stop posting pictures of you in sunglasses. We can't see you. Original. That's a short statement.
That's kind of makes you could have so
done.
Boring.
You could have done more with that opportunity. Like, a friend's review of me. Original. Either your friend's an idiot or you didn't have friends.
You can to come disagree up with me. Anything. This might be rude, but I don't care. It's like, if you're white, you're already kind of on the more boring side. So you got to be exciting.
You got to be exciting. Because,
like, on the brown side, you got, like, those family parties. You got probably, like, toxic family drama that keeps life exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
Or you have some, like, emotional.
White people are boring as fuck.
That's why you want to be adventurous and fun. And don't let a friend's review of you be original.
Original.
Because now she's
give
like,
us more than that. Oh, you had an opportunity to succeed and you dropped the ball.
She almost clicked that button, but now she's like.
Now I'm like, oh,
spaghetti sounds so good right now.
Oh, I am hungry. We should go get food.
We should get food. But I have jujitsu in an hour.
Okay. So. Well.
We've been doing this for 34 minutes.
Already?
It's in our heart to really help you. I want to see more men.
All right. I like this guy. I like this guy. He's got a picture of him snowboarding. That means he's active. I go crazy for spaghetti. We all do. I'm a pasta gal.
He's not stressful. Like, he seems like a man.
He's not stressful. He seems soft. But you know what? I would give him the opportunity to have a conversation, and that is where I would go next with this, by liking him. But if he failed in the talking stage of, like, chatting in the chat,
ooh, yeah.
You missed your shot. If you get a like with some girl and you match with them on a dating app, talk. Make conversation. Don't fail. Don't sell yourself short. Like, we want a conversation. But I will admit, I suck at responding to these messages because it's not, like, my main focus.
It's not, yeah. And, like, they're almost, they don't feel like real people.
And don't immediately go into asking for our Instagram or our Snapchat.
Yes.
Yo, no,
and don't, like immediately want to go out yet.
Have a conversation with us. Get to know us a little bit, however you seem fit with that, before, like, we go into, like, finding our Instagram or, like, our Snapchats or, like, our phone numbers. Like, I personally, because I deal with clients all the time and, like, my phone number is already out there, I do not give my phone number out to people on dating apps unless I really, really care about you and I want to, like, see where this goes. You will never have my phone number. I will talk to you through Snapchat. I will talk to you through Instagram. You can talk to me on a social media platform. But having my personal phone number, I get so many damn text messages a day. I am not going to see, nor read, nor respond to your text message if you text message me during the day. I'm not going to. It will get lost into the abyss. So I just don't give out my phone number. But on that note, recap this. Guys, better pictures. Be more inviting. Being like inviting on your profile based on your pictures and your captions and like what you say is so important, because this is like the first impression women have of you. Like, you want it to be a good one. You want to come off in like a nice, appropriate setting, I guess you could say. But like, not, don't go crazy. Like, we don't care how many beers you can chug.
Yeah, don't think you're impressing a guy. Like, females like what females want to see is your good side, not I can shoot, I can fish, I got a truck. Yeah. Like, go look for your guy friends elsewhere. It's not going to be on these apps.
Yeah.
Go to the gym and make your friends there, but
like, picking don't up appeal women, to men. Like, yeah, like, we want to see his soft side, but like, we also want to see like real you. Yeah. A real you.
Yeah. And like, we want to be taken on an adventure. So when we say no, like cars and ducks, like, post you out in nature, that something that we could be part
snowboarding of. Or like, you're camping or like doing something that like we could be a part of, like, if we dated.
Yeah,
that's a big thing for me. Yeah, swimming, snowboarding, things that I want to go do. Boating. Yeah. Oh, if you post a picture of you driving a boat, on the back of a boat, or anything near like a big body of water, and I like you and we start talking about it, just know I want an invite.
About a boat if it's not yours and if we can't get on.
Yeah, I want an invite. Women absolutely go crazy for the boat boys in the summer. At least I do. I want to go on a boat. I want to go have fun.
We just want to have fun.
I want to go like sit on a lake in a bikini and like drink a few White Claws and like go have fun. That is so fun, and that is a great way to get to know people. Bowling is coming back as like a great first date.
Okay.
If you didn't know that, that's like a new trend, taking like your first date bowling.
First dates bowling. Okay.
I'm okay with a bowling date on one condition, and I will only say this one condition because I've lived this out. It was a Tinder date, I think. No, actually, I met him at the gym, but it was a first date. He took me bowling. And he brought a bowling ball, bowling shoes, and a bowling bag.
Was that too much for you?
That was too much for me. Yo, that was like, you're committed to this. But to a sense, like, that feels like, all right, first date, I'm going to take you to go do my hobby that I practice, and I'm going to whoop your ass in it. I was so upset that I lost that day. Like, I got my ass kicked in that bowling game.
I should go on a first date and take him to my jiu-jitsu class.
That would be equivalent. But, like, what does that do other than show that you're really competitive?
Yeah, we don't need that. We want it, like, cute and teasy and talk and one-on-one. I did one of my, like, favorite dates that was, like, just really cool. Was going to Dave and Buster's. It was my love Dave and Buster's. Time at Dave and Buster's. It was a chance to be a little competitive.
In a fun sense.
There's drinks there, and that's really enjoyable.
Good-ish food.
And I didn't eat. We ate before, but...
And it's, like, cost-effective. Like, you don't have to go crazy on the spending and the points for the games and whatever, but, like, it's fun, and you can compete.
And you're moving not so competitively. Yeah. And it's like, it gives you a chance to show your personality.
Yeah. For sure.
Rest in peace. Do not see that man anymore.
It's okay. It wasn't worth it.
No, but that was like a good date. Love that one.
I haven't gone on a first date in a while. I was supposed to go to on a first date last night and he bailed.
Well, F him.
Actually, I was texting him earlier today. But yeah, no. Also, I don't know.
It's we're almost outside of cuffing season, but the desire for dates is going to be out the window.
I'm in this like place that I really, really, really want a relationship, but I get near one and I'm like,
he likes you back and it's like, oh, whoa.
Whoa. Like, I talked to this guy for a few days, two or three days, and then we hung out. And it wasn't like, I wouldn't consider it a first date because like, it was just like, we went to the same party and I ended up crashing at his house because I was super drunk and I didn't want to drive home. So, but since then, it's been like a week since that day and I have gotten nothing but icks. And I'm like, all right, this ain't worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, you had so much potential the first time I met you and now it's just like, no.
Yeah, stay on top of your game.
Stay on top of your game. Once you, just the second you get her comfortable and like, all right, like she's starting to let her guard down, don't match that energy. Like, you got to stay on top of the game and like stay trying to still win her over. Just because she's gotten comfortable, like, you haven't won. And I think that's what happened is like, I got comfortable and I let my guard down. And then he was like, all right, cool, we're casual, we're friends. Like, but like, not in that sense, but like, he didn't have to keep trying to like win me over. And like the good morning text didn't come in anymore. Or like, hey, how are you doing? Are you feeling okay? Text didn't come in anymore. And it was like,
that might be a lesson for a girl.
Why?
If you stay over at his house, like, yeah, you're friend zoning yourself, even if you guys don't.
No, I mean, no, we're not friend zoned, but like, it's something too changes. Casual all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's too, like, it's like, there's no chase anymore.
Yeah.
I sleep over at so many guys' houses. It's probably not good. I know not to, but I don't hook up with them. It's more just because I can't drive home. I live in the middle of nowhere.
It's just so funny. That's okay. Like, the thing is, people don't get the freedom to be honest or hear things like this because people are so, like, women are more shameful about their stories. And then men, like, they don't talk or they express more of a fuckboy side. Like,
I love me a good fuckboy sometimes. I love me a good fuckboy that, like, I know you're not a true fuckboy. Like, you're not fuckboy to your core.
Yeah.
Like, and those ones that just put that out, like, as, like, a top layer perspective, but, like, truly on the inside, they're not a fuckboy. I like them the most.
Like,
because it's, like, I get to, like, pick at you until you let go. And, like, I'm like, you games. Think you're so tough, but you're really not. And I'm going to get the sensitive part out of you.
That's so toxic, though, when you, like, see a guy doesn't know how to express himself in an emotionally healthy way.
But that's because they've never been taught. Yeah. Men don't know how to, like, men don't know how to be men anymore.
Yes, that's true. But it's coming back. Men aren't being like, let's go. Like, we brothers. Like, I'm seeing that more, and I, like, try to promote the heck out of that. Like, there should be a change, a shift.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Men, but I think, like, men don't know how to be men anymore. Men can't be, like, overconfident because it's, like, women have just come out and been like, fuck men. Like, I hate men.
Yeah.
And that, like, that has put a big
those
toll.
Women will stay single for so long.
I hope they do.
Yeah, I really, like, how
I mean, I get it, because there are trash-ass men out there that really don't respect women. But that's because they were never taught. Mm-hmm. And I think those guys suck. But the men who do, like, they deserve, like, the best women in the world.
Yeah, but now they have to be all, like, neutral because these beautiful women are like, I hate men. F them. F this. I'm just like, God, oh, you're dude, ruining it for everyone.
I, like, my brother calls me about, like, these girls that he'll, like, take on a date. My brother is a total 10 out of 10 catch. Best guy you will ever fucking meet because I taught him damn well. Like, I remember when he was in college, he was, like, talking to this girl and he was like, I want to get her a birthday gift. Like, I don't know what to get her. Her favorite makeup is Naked. I was like, get her a Naked palette, like, by Urban Decay. And, like, he called me to ask me, like, advice on this girl. And it was, like, the best, like, thing ever. I was so
those
sweet.
Those kind of guys don't, like, exist anymore.
No, they really don't. And it's sad. I mean, there are definitely some men out there. And those men are hard to find.
Yeah.
Because they've been treated by shitty women, too.
Yeah.
And women who have just abused their niceness.
Yeah, that's a problem. Women abuse their niceness so much for, like...
Men don't want to be nice to women anymore.
Yeah, because they've been taken advantage of.
It goes hand in hand. Like, yeah. Men don't know how to treat women, but at one point they probably did, and women abused that, and now they're like, fuck women.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, find a good guy and, like, balance that out. Because it's, like, it's not... It doesn't
come. So basically, we gave you some hope on the dating apps, but like,
we're kind
of screwed.
I'm single.
Brooke is single, very, very single.
I have a really, really specific type and high expectations, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
But if you want to take it for a ride.
Yeah, hit her up. I'll link all of her pages.
This was actually a dating interview to get me a guy. I think I failed.
I think. Just the honesty there, I'm like, well, we don't know yet. Guys,
I'm so
like, this is for girls and guys, so if you're a girl and you're like, dude, I have more to say about this from my experience, hit me up. If you're a guy and you had other questions, or like, you're just like
concerns,
you could literally hit us up and be like, I'm trying to get me some on this profile app, how are these pictures, like, these days we have to help each other.
I'll be ruthless.
Hit her up, because I think
I'm ruthless. But I'll tell it to you straight, what you need to hear.
Yeah.
In the best possible way I can. But yeah. Like, I don't know.
We could talk about guys.
You guys gotta be willing to help yourself.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I can only do so much.
And
like,
be confident. To be willing to help yourself. Even if you're not confident, just like pretend you're confident and play it off for like a month. Please.
Faked it till I made it. But like, I mean, that's the only way. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, and you may never make it, but like, keep faking it. Just confidence is the only thing you need to fake until, if you make it, great. If you don't, keep faking it.
And you know what, like, if you are confident in yourself enough to like be whoever you want to be, I find that the most attractive. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed, like, confidence is the most attractive,
but don't be too much of yourself if it's not attractive. Mm-hmm. To the female, like, don't take that the wrong way.
I think like confidence and conceited are two big different things, but yeah
this is true.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thank you. You're welcome, by the way. Keep elevating your dating life. Like, we want to see more people in healthy relationships. Yeah. And not just shallow hookups, not just like friends with benefits, like intentional healthy relationships. Like, be a catch, look good, and like, this was just our insight so that you can get some ladies. Develop your roster.
Or like, men. Whatever you prefer.
Or whatever you gotta get some.
Get some. Yeah.
All right, that's enough for today. Like, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.